Sometimes it really scares me because I'm afraid that one day I will tell you a truth that does harm to you. Not because I'm a bad person, but I sometimes make poor decisions in my life, and sometimes things just don't work out the way they should. And in my life, there have been way too many things not working out the way they should have. And I'm scared that something along my way happens that I then have to tell you that hurts you. For example, if I would like fall for another person, that would be very likely for me since I have very fragile like relationship patterns. And I love you to the core, but I can't choose which people I love. And I feel like my relationship pattern decides to change that more frequently than other people's do. And I'm scared that one day I will hurt you with something like that.
The thing about hurting is, and I brought the example up to one of the Taekwondo people, like, for example, if I have a burn scar on my skin and you touch that scar, it hurts me a lot. But if you touch me somewhere else on my skin, where the skin is healed, and you apply the same pressure, it doesn't hurt me. So it has a lot to do with how hurt I feel about something and how scarred I am, and less with what you actually do.
Yeah, but there are many things that just are not nice moves. Like we just had that like breaking the rules thing.
Yeah.
Where we set the rule that whenever we feel like we want to have some intercourse with other people, we speak about it before that happens. And then we had that relationship about, remember the like impulse fuck? Did you ever impulse fuck somebody? Because I did, and I don't know if you had that feeling, but you know, you see them and you're like, yes. And then you do the yes. But sometimes there is not much time between the decision and the naked.
I mean,
it's an active decision. I know that you don't just slip and fall into a vagina, but you know, sometimes it feels like that. I have a poor impulse control, okay? I feel like maybe one day I am the one who makes a terrible decision and then I have to call you and be like, hey, dude, happened. I impulse fucked some of our friends. Like, want to have a beer? Maybe two, maybe a wine. What do we do now? And I don't want that to hurt you. And I'm a terrible person. I do hurt people and I'm scared of myself that I might hurt you someday without wanting that. Just because I make very terrible life choices.
But you just mentioned that. It's like signing a contract which has a backside, and the backside is like in very tiny
text.
That
doesn't make it better that I came up to you like, hey, I'm an asshole, want to go on a date? And you said yes! What's wrong with you?
Yeah, that's what life is. You go on a roller coaster ride and you completely ignore all safety signs.
Yeah, but no, I'm on constant fear of hurting you and you're just like, hey, I came along, la la la.
Yeah. I came along for the ride.
Yeah, but what the fuck? Why didn't you choose, like, a nice horse to ride on, like,
you can't. You can't.
I'm literally a terrible person. Ask my therapist. He can confirm that I am not an honest, good person. I mean, I tell the truth, but the truth does harm, and I make poor life choices.
But everyone...
I'm honest, but I am an honest asshole, and that's the problem, and I don't
that's actually the good part. And everybody is rotten to the core, and if you try to find a stable, safe relationship where everything is sunshine and rainbows, you get also just screwed over.
But sometimes I don't know if you know what you've gotten yourself into.
I know you for the longest time of my life. You're the third longest friend I have. I know what I've gotten myself into.
You should run away.
No, I don't.
You still have, like, the option, but please give me the
car. I have your car keys.
God damn it! Can I maybe get a blanket out of the car?
Yes, you can. Let's go.
Still scared that I hurt you one day.